Welcome to WIBSradio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Boom, bam, wham.
Hey. Thank you.
Yo, what's up with everybody? How y'all doing, man? First off, it's a beautiful Friday. It's definitely a beautiful Friday. Second off, there's a new comic book coming out, written by Keena Bryant White. It's the Adventures of Mr. 239 and AM Fleet, betrayal by one of his own. The comic book basically gonna take place in West Virginia. Raquel kills Lady Love and tries to kill Mr. 239 and flees to Indiana. It's gonna be an interesting comic book, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, with that being said, y'all just be looking out for it. The New Adventures of Mr. 239 in the AM Fleet. Betrayed by one of his own. Raquel totally rips up the AM Fleet shirt and kills Lady Love and tries to kill Mr. 239 and flees to Indiana on a raging rampage. And leaves little Lady Love and littlest Lady Love behind. Well, anyway, the subject tonight I want to talk about is hate. First of all, like everybody say, hate is something that you feel, not what you see. When somebody hates you, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that pressure when somebody hates you. They only have to be around you. They can be not even in your same time frame. They only have to be in your same city, town, state. When they throw that hate at your ass, you're going to feel it. Y'all ever been hated so damn bad that somebody just tries to fuck your world up and fuck your world over? Like, no matter what you try to do, good or right, they still there trying to fuck your world and fuck your life up, you know what I mean? And it's like you trying to find out where the fuck is, what's going on, like what the fuck did you do, you know what I mean, to make somebody hate you. I mean, because the saying goes, it ain't that much of fucking hate in the world. They say before, when a woman hates a man so much, fucking hates his guts, back in the day, that woman gonna end up being with that man that they hate so fucking much. But I mean, I don't know how that goes when you already done been with somebody for a long time. I mean, it might be vice versa and shit. I mean, just a long story short, you know, I was going through my bags and shit, and I found this damn, I found a card of the pastor that married me and Catherine Marie Naglaski. His name, the front of the fucking card, and it's like, what the fuck? I'm like, right here, and it's like, I get beat sick, man. I see this shit, and it's like, I'm on Facebook, and like, I don't know if these couples know how fucked up it is, what happened in my marriage or something, but all I've been getting is 14-year marriages, 25-year marriages and shit like that, and I congratulate them, and I say, well, you know, my wife left me after 5 fucking years of marriage with my 2 daughters. And then it's like after that, more of them damn quotes posted on my page. There was a couple that posted on there they were at the fucking beach sitting on the sand, and it's like, damn. I mean, you know, I could puke just looking at the shit, you know, and like, what the fuck? Love make you feel sick to the stomach, but I mean, fuck that. I mean, I'm going to enjoy the fucking battle of life. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. Okay, fine. I mean, because Captain Marie Naglaski made it officially how she felt about me. She's like, we're done. Like, we some kind of cooked food or some shit. We're done. What the fuck? Like some cooked food, you know what I mean? But anyway, man, hate, man, you know, when a motherfucker hates you, you feel that shit. It's a feeling. You don't even have to have your fucking ear, your left ear ringing and shit. And anybody that want to question or criticize my fucking show, read the fucking tags before you try to criticize it, motherfucker. It say on there, explicit content. Meaning I'm going to be explicit. I'm going to be real about what the fuck I say, all right? That's what makes my fucking show where it's always been. Yeah, dude, that's what fucking makes it here, dude. You know, when I fucking first came out with the Merc 79 show shit, fuck the viral shit, dude, I was fucking raw, dude. You know, I let people know that Merc 79 was going to be just as fucking raw as fucking Howard Stern was, dude. And fucking explicit, dude. And you know, that's what I did. It's like, the middle finger, fuck y'all, middle finger. You know, dude? Yeah, man, Merc, man. You know, it's old right now, you know? Everybody recognize. They know that shit. But yeah, dude, you know, when somebody fucking hates you, dude, you know, you fucking feel it, dude, you know? You can be, dude, miles away from them and shit, dude, and they don't have to be around you. You don't have to see them, dude, and you can just feel this fucking intense of hate, dude, like an intense fucking heat wave, dude, you know? Yeah, Merc, man, I know what you're talking about, man. So, dude, you know, I'm not going to cut you off no more, dude. I'm going to let you get back into it, dude. Yeah, appreciate it, Merc. Sure thing, dude. Yeah, man, you know, I have been having some adventures for the past couple of fucking months, you know what I mean? For instance, I ain't ashamed to say it, my wife announced that we were separated and we were done. When I, you know, actually she didn't tell me this shit, you know, I actually had to read it on CPS papers and shit, you know what I mean? And it was like, she put on the papers, you know, we're separated and he don't even know it yet. And then, like, she was telling everybody that shit, you know what I mean? Except she kept it in the dark on me and shit. So, I'm not one to, like, air out somebody's fucking name and shit. Because that's not my style, you know what I mean? That's kind of like why I took certain songs off the fucking YouTube, why I don't play certain songs and shit. I mean, people know what the fuck they did, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to really try to explain that and stress that shit no more. I done moved on, you know what I mean? I done forgave, I forgot. That shit dead. It's in a fucking casket. Closed casket. Boom. I ain't gonna open it up and look at it no more. That shit dead. The marriage between Catherine Marie Naglaski and Keena White dead. In a fucking casket. 6 feet deep buried. Kick dirt on that shit. You know what I mean? How the fuck people wanna put it? You know what I mean? I mean, cause from day one, I've been a hardcore hip hop nigga from fucking day one. I ain't been no soft motherfucking nigga. None of that shit. Know what I mean? I mean, you can hear my fucking music. You know what I mean? But, you know, hate is a very intense heat wave, like Merc said, man. It's, you feel that shit. You feel it from every angle. Every square, every distance, man. You feel that shit. When a motherfucker hates you, you gonna know it. You know what I mean? They ain't got to come in your face and tell you. They ain't got to tell you over the phone they hate you. They ain't even got to be communicating with your ass. You don't feel the fucking hate. So, into that story. Back to what I was saying. So, my wife announced that we were done and shit. So, a brother like me, you know what I mean? I've been sort of trying to, how can I call it? Put my feet in the fucking waters. I haven't been laid for fucking much, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like an old man, you know, like an old widow motherfucker or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even really think about sex like that no more, man. It's like, what the fuck, you know what I mean? Shit's fucking crazy, man. It's like, so I was testing my feet in the waters, man. I came up on a few women, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna put this shit out there, man. I don't know what stream fucking cards are for, but it's about time I put my opinion about this shit out there. And I'm gonna use evidence. If there's anybody listening, paying attention to what the fuck I'm saying, why the fuck is it that somebody wants you to buy a stream fucking card and it says download and play thousands of your favorite PC games? Now, I ain't the dumbest motherfucker ever, but why the fuck, what is it with women wanting motherfuckers to buy them a stream fucking card? And then it's like they get the numbers off the back of the motherfucker and they don't do what they supposed to do. Like, for instance, I ain't ashamed to say it. Around the time that I got my stimulus check, I had this friend I met, and she was like, yada, 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 yada this, yada, yada, yada that. And I mean, I'm a kind-hearted man. So she was like, if you send me this much money, I'll pay the rest and I'll come and see you. So I'm like, okay, all right. Now, this is another state of fucking hate. I don't know what the fuck it is that, you know what I mean, I just want to put it out there. So it's like, I'm like, all right, whatever, you know, bet, you know, whatever, you know. So it's like, I was staying in the three-bedroom house then. And it was right after I got my stimulus check. So I was like, you know, I don't mind helping a friend out and shit. You know what I mean? If that's what, you know, if that's what it is, you're going to come spend time with me, shit. Yeah, I help hold you down. You know what I'm saying? So I was trying to figure out what was going on because, like, I had loaded money on my card and shit. And I was like, you know what I mean? How about we just try to take the money off my card that I loaded money on, you know what I mean, like a Western Union card. The chick is all hysterical and like, the Greyhound bus, people want to accept that card. And I'm like, what the fuck that mean? I mean, it was confusing. So it's like, so she tells me, you need to get a stream card. And the plan was for me to send $80. This chick ended up telling me the motherfucker sent a fucking $100 for the card and shit. So I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go to Walmart, I'm gonna get this shit. She tells me to snap the card, send her a number. I snapped it, let her get the fucking number. This chick post took a fucking Greyhound bus to come, you know, come out and hang out and see me and shit. I was waiting for the fucking chick to get, you know, to Mount Zion and shit. She told me a bus was supposed to arrive at like a 12 midnight and shit. Now remember, my wife was like, announced that we were over, we were done. So I was like, all right, whatever, you know. So this chick never comes. I go and try to check. I'm calling the number that she gave me. It must have been evidently a restaurant job she worked because the bitch just kept ringing and ringing and ringing, but she never ever, nobody never picked the motherfucker up. So I try to get at her on Facebook Messenger, and she then canceled her whole fucking Messenger thing. Some Colombian fucking chick, you know what I mean? Some chick from Colombia and shit. A Colombian broad. And it's like, what the fuck? This is how women get down and shit, you know what I mean? Like, so that was one incident. And recently, yesterday, I had this friend, and she was like, I need to get my tire fixed and my gas, get gas in my car. I have been building with her, talking with her. She was like, all I need is $50 and I can do that, and I'll come and see you and shit. So I'm like, whatever, you know what I mean? Okay. So I get to Walmart, getting ready to get this another stream card again. She ups the price like, can you send me like 100? I'm like, what the fuck? 100? What the fuck you need the other 50 for? So she like, she ain't tell me. Know what I mean? And I'm like, I held my end up. I sent you the $50 for one stream card already. You need to hold your end up and get to me and shit. So she was like, what, you don't trust me? And I'm like, nah, I told you before I got robbed by a motherfucking female for $100. I mean, I ain't trying to have that shit happen again. And I was like, I tell you what, I done sent you one card already. And remember this shit. One of the stream cards, one of the fucking numbers at the end was fucking halfway shown on the motherfucker. It was a D, but that bitch was like, it was about like an L and like two loops. But the shit was missing, like, the D part. It was like where the end of the scratch off was at. You couldn't hardly read that shit. So that was a sign right there. And so that's the first card I fucking sent her. I was like, I sent her the information. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's good. And she's like, you gonna send me the other one? I was like, dude, I'd rather for you to come to my crib and I give you this shit by hand. So she's like, wait, you know, trust me. I was like, it's not dead. I was like, I told you what kind of situation I'd had before. And I mean, and so I'm at the store. And from the situation that happened with the first car, I'm at customer service trying to fucking figure out what happened to the fucking car, because the whole fucking letter, it looked like it didn't even look like a fucking D, but you could tell it was a D, but the shit was like, looked like it was scratched off. So the chick tried to give me shit at customer service after I sit and wait in line. My cab dude, he was like, they telling me to leave you, or you gotta pay me an extra $50 to wait. And I'm like, damn, that's automatically, that was $100 already out of my pocket again. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? Know what I mean? And it's like, whatever, you know what I mean? I was like, yo, I'll give you the $50 cash. So this chick steady motherfucking running her fucking jibber-jabbering and shit. My old word that I always say. Running a fucking jibber-jabber. Telling me, you gonna send me the other card? You gonna send me the other card? I'm in the car. She taking, showing pictures like she in the fucking car and shit. Trying to fucking play me and shit. Know what I mean? I'm like, dude, you get to me, and then I'll give you this shit by hand. She's like, so I'm up in the cab, you know, get on the way about to come back home and shit. She's steady talking and shit. Acting like she getting heated and mad because I ain't sent her other fucking car. Man, I seen this motherfucking chick, the motherfucking second car information. I'm sitting there waiting, asking her, what's up? She's like, I'm on my way. She's like, all of a sudden, out of the blue, she's saying, I'm having issues with my car right now. Can you send me $40 to get it fixed? I was like, fuck that. I'm like, I just gave you $100. What did you do with the fucking 100 that I gave you? She like, oh, I bought a sex toy. What the fuck you buying a sex toy for? You a fucking dumb fuck. Why would you buy a fucking sex toy when you're supposed to be coming to me? You're supposed to have been paying for your fucking tire to get pumped up and your motherfucking gas. I swear to God, man, these bitches is scandalous and fucking thieving motherfucking bitches. And I'm going to find out what's behind that fucking stream card shit. Now, I mean, if anybody know what the fuck it is, because, like, I done got by two bitches by them fucking stream cards, and I don't know what the fuck is going on with it. Now, I mean, all I know is a fast way to receive fucking cash, but it's a little bit more to that shit than that. Now, I mean, and I don't know what the fuck it means. But I tell you what, man, why I can't find a fucking normal fucking female that ain't a gold-digging, thieving fucking bitch. Now, I mean, one thing I can say about my wife, and I'll say this any fucking day, any night or hour, she wasn't no fucking gold digger. She didn't ask me for shit. She had her own. These fucking bitches is broke, and stimulus checks and unemployment and shit then came out, all that shit, and bitches trying to pimp niggas and shit to get fucking money by using fucking stream fucking bullshit. I promise to God, ain't no other bitch gonna ask me for a fucking stream card again. I got by $200 with two different bitches. Hundred. Know what I mean? Talking about fucking stream cards and shit. Know what I mean? So, yeah, that feel like hate to me. Intensity to me. Know what I mean? When somebody fucking try to rob me. Try to gold dig me and shit. So if you a gold digger, don't sway my fucking way. Keena White, sir, on Facebook, don't swing my fucking way. If you want fucking money, ain't an ATM. Don't fucking swing my way. If you want to get to know me, let's get to know each other. Don't start asking me for fucking money, though. Because ain't no fucking ATM or no bank. And besides, the bitch got from me yesterday was fucking money that supposed to got me fucking grocery in my crib. A friend loaned me and let me have for help. I don't got no power where I live at right now. Because, another reason, going into hate. Somebody hate me so bad that Keena Bryant White don't exist. What I mean by that shit is, usually when people move into their fucking new place, they can get their power turned right on without a problem. I gotta get a fucking affidavit, David. Put my social security number and my ID and get a fucking notary to notarize that motherfucker. And send copies of my social and ID to the fucking power people, because they don't believe I say I am who I say I am. It's like some 007 shit, some James Bond shit. I had to talk with a motherfucking female today on the fucking phone at the power place. She like, I got aggressive on that motherfucker. I started fucking cussing. I showed fucking down. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, man, I don't get this shit. I was like, somebody hate me that bad? He's like, well, you know, sir. And I was like, man, I done went without power for like, this is going to be the fourth fucking night. I got fucking asthma, mind you. I was like, yo, what if I fucking have an asthma attack or die or some shit and with all this heat and shit? Know what I mean? Can't breathe. She's like, well, you know, sir, you can get a generator and you can ask for him and all that. I'm like, dude. So when y'all get all this information, how long is it going to take for y'all to cut my lights on? Well, you know, sir, we got to go to make sure you who you say you are. And after that, you get like three days, and then we decide if we want to cut your power on. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. I was like, so the people I'm reading from, they got a rule and policy that if you don't have your power on, you get evicted. Now, we just dropped $1,000 on this fucking apartment and shit. Know what I mean? And y'all fucking playing games with me just because y'all don't believe I am who I say I am. Like, this shit crazy, man. I promise to God, I came up with so many fucking songs. I'm going to freestyle some of them bitches tonight. Know what I mean? I've been sitting here, and I swear, it's so fucking hot in here. I promise you, when I come in here to use the bathroom and it's dark, man, I feel like I'm standing in fucking hell. Know what I mean? It's so fucking hot. Know what I mean? I go to sleep with the fucking window open. Fucking bugs come in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So it's like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I got this little miniature little fan thing with lights on it and shit. I'm going to let that bitch charge downstairs. I'm going to use it as a fucking one of them little portable fans and shit. Know what I mean? Because it's something that, you know, once I charge it, it stay running and shit. Know what I mean? But, I mean, hate is something you feel, man. It's not something that you can see. Because I promise you, if you could see it, man, you'd be ready to fight that shit. That's why one of the villains that's always going to stay in The Adventures of Mr. 239 and the AM Fleek shit is Mr. Hate. Because that motherfucker come out of nowhere. He'll come out of nowhere. Matter of fact, he done morphed into a fucking hate ninja motherfucker. He come out of nowhere, throw a ninja star in me, boom, hit me in my chest with a fucking ninja star, you know what I mean? He throw them bitches behind my back and hit me in the back of my head, hit me in the back of my motherfucking back, hit me in the back of my damn thigh, hit me in the bottom of my ankle and shit, and I don't know what's happening until I feel the tranquilizer from the fucking ninja star. Make me fucking get weak and fall. But I stand the fuck back up. So, I mean, you know, like, it's been a fucking real adventure, man. That's how I decided to come up with that new comic book. I mean, and, you know what I mean? Went to go see my little girls. I mean, went to go see them and shit. My little girls, they all beautiful and precious and shit. And Helen, Queen Helen, she was, she poured out little pictures they had for me. They wrapped them in a little sandwich bag, the ones without the zipper and shit, without the ziplock, and the pictures are all fresh and, you know, and everything, a stack of pictures. And it was of her birthday party. It was on the 27th, man, you know what I mean? Officially out there in North Myrtle Beach, man, bike rally be starting around that time and shit. You know what I mean? And she was explaining to me, telling me, she's like, well, and she's so fucking proper, you know what I mean? She's like, so proper. She's like, you know, this is me with, she was just calling it out. This is me with my cake, and this is me with my cinnamon rolls, and she's like, Mama Pam and Father Ethan, they fixed this, and then showed me a picture with her and Eliana sitting down having a little picnic and shit outside, you know, looking peaceful and everything. And then she was like, showed a picture of them when she was getting, you know, started with her birthday. And then she showed a picture of her on a bike riding it. She asked for a bike and received it right on the same day of her birthday, you know what I mean? And it's like, I know who my daughter's with, man. They rich, they very well off, you know what I mean? But in between that whole situation, you know, me and my wife still got to pay child support and shit. You know what I mean? And it's nothing, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm telling you, man, it's so much that go on in so little fucking time. You can have so much shit that happen in so little time. You know what I mean? That's why it's very important to enjoy every moment of happiness and take advantage of that shit. You never know when somebody gonna just try to rip that shit from under your feet like a motherfucking welcome mat of fucking hate. And just leave your ass standing there and you just trying to grab your heart and grab your chest to catch your breath to be like, fuck, this really happened that fast? You know what I mean? But you know, like I said, man, hate is something you feel, man. You can feel that shit. You know what I mean? And I asked the lady, you know, just information, because she was talking about how the girls be like, yeah, we go up a hill and then we go down a hill to go home to Mama Pam and Father Ethan. And I was like, so how far are they from here? And everything and whatever. And she was like, I can't tell you that. I was like, well, I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, I ain't got no transportation. I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm not going anywhere. You know, she was like, I'm not going to be able to, I can't tell you nothing. I was like, all right. I mean, well, I tell you, the director of music album has really been catching motherfuckers' attention. Everybody realize that I'm talking about Psalm 40 fucking 1, the age I fucking am. Know what I mean? Because God delivered me from my sick bed, man. It's everything what my Psalm 41 say. I'm living all of that, man. I'm living it all. You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason why I named my album Director of Music. That's the reason I named my album The Director of Music, man. Because I just knew that life was going to get really weird to me, man. And it's like, it's going to get weirder. as I go up into them 40s, man, because I see why guys that turn, you know, up into their ages, more up in their ages, like, for instance, happy birthday to Tech from Smith & Wesson, man. He turned 48, man, and it's like, I see why guys was doing what they was doing when they were doing their music and all that, man, because we only get one life to live. And we need to live our life to the damn fullest, regardless of what the fact happened to us, what the fuck come at us, because life is too fucking short, man. It's too fucking short, dude, to just sit around and focus on the bullshit that people are trying to call in your fucking life. I personally believe that. Like, because to me, it seemed like motherfuckers try to kill you when you're like, you know what I mean? When you're like at your most highest level of succeeding in life. They don't want you to be fucking achieving shit. And that's another form of hate too, you know? Motherfuckers try to, you know what I mean? You can feel like you're getting killed when somebody grab you, snatch your family from you. You can feel like you're fucking dying when somebody take your loved one from you and shit and leave you to pick up the piece to be like, okay, everything gonna be alright for me and shit, and really that ain't what's really gonna happen. You know what I mean? It's like motherfuckers think you a dirty fucking piece of shit. You know what I mean? In other words, I got called a name that I don't fit. A narcissist. I mean, it still was crazy weird to me about the shit, because I read a definition of what the fuck it means, and I don't fit that fucking description. I don't fit it. Maybe motherfuckers, other motherfuckers do, but if I was a narcissist, I don't think I would have got fucking robbed not once but twice. I would have had my money tight. I would have kept it tight. I mean, but, you know, what goes around comes around, and God does not like fucking ugliness. That's one thing about it. He don't like ugliness, and if you be ugly to one of his, you going to get it back. So with that being said, the reason I named my album for the director of music is Psalm 41. It says, for the director of music, a psalm of David. 1, blessed is he who has regard for the weak. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desires of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah, because like I said, I'll be carrying this in my pocket, man. Like, I got it folded up on a white piece of paper. I mean, in case I wanted some corners to keep going about it, how I'm going to make my album. I was going to make my album critically acclaimed better than any nigga fucking shit. Excuse my French for saying it like that, but like I said, this is explicit content. You don't like it? Go put some fucking Q-tips in your ears and just let that shit sit in there, or put some earmuffs on or whatever. We bring explicit content on here. And it says, have mercy on me. And it's like, heal me for I have sinned against you. My enemies say of me, maliciously, maliciously, Like I said, man, I carried this in my pocket and it's folded up. But malicious things. And it was like, the other part is fading away, you know what I mean? It's like, six. Whenever one comes to see me, he speak falsely while in his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads it abroad. All my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying a veiled disease has beset him. He will never get up from the place where he lies. Even my close friends whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lift up his heel against me. I mean, it walked away. I got that. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. I totally get why Wu-Tang Clan made the song called Triumph. That's like right here in this song, 41. Triumph over me. 12. In my integrity, you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And it's like, that's why I carry that in my pocket, man, because, like, that's why I named my album The Director of Music, because I knew a lot of motherfuckers was going to come at me sideways. And I just, you know, I always was always told that when you turn a certain age, you can go to Psalms and look at the age you turn, and it can be like a compass of what you're going to be living when you be that, why you that age and stuff. So that's the reason why I named my album The Director of Music, in case anybody want to get me fucking twisted. That's why I named it that. Because in reality, all I can depend on is God and myself. Even when my wife turned her fucking back on me, and even when my fake-ass enemies try to spit on me and try to come at me sideways, in the midst of fire, in the midst of an attack, I still rise up over that bullshit. So, I mean, you know, going back to the saying, man, you know, I believe my intensity of hate built up the more I got deeper into my fucking album, man. You know what I mean? And I'm not finished with it. I mean, as soon as I get power back on, I got a whole bunch more shit I'm going to be laying and bringing out. I'm not done. Not by a fucking long shot. Definitely not by a long shot. So, there's the situation I want to find out about the stimulus checks. So they give you this number you can call and find out and shit. And I mean, you know what I mean? I need to know, you know what I'm saying? I done got my last COVID shot, even though I heard them damn shots was making people die and shit. I mean, if you believe in God, you ain't gonna die from it. I got all my damn shots through it. Got my second one and my first. I got my first one and my second one. And I tell you what, them motherfuckers do work. I mean, but hell, I'm already fighting osteoporosis or shit. I couldn't really tell the difference, but one thing I can tell about it is I was swelling a lot before I took the damn shot. But now that I done took the shot, man, my swelling then went down to about like maybe a 4. You know what I mean? I went and walked today because, like I said, man, hate is something you feel. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever had a situation where a motherfucker hates you so much that they just don't want to see your ass succeed. Like, for instance, everybody know everybody need a fucking phone. You know what I mean? So imagine this type of intensity of hate. You're trying to reach out to someone, and you're asking them, hey, what I need to do to change over my phone plan, whatever it is, I'll pay for it. And they don't respond to your ass as you wanted them to. And all of a sudden, you get a text on your phone telling you that a password has been changed. But before that, you get a text on your phone telling you that your phone bill will be due at 11:59 in the a.m., midnight, when 12 o'clock comes. But after that, your fucking phone don't work no more. You can't dial out. You can't receive texts. You can't do shit. And you're trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Because it said, you know what I mean, just, like I said, man, hate is something you feel. It ain't shit that you can see. Because I promise you, if you can see fucking hate, man, you'd be wanting to knock it the fuck out, beat it up. Man, fuck you, hate motherfucker. And stomp it down and all that shit, you know what I mean? Could you imagine running into the word hate and just beating that motherfucker down? Beat it up so hard, like I said, I knocked the H out of hate and left an A up. Like on my fucking track, I said. Because, I mean, imagine that shit. Somebody hates you so bad that you want to find the hate. The word hate, just beat that motherfucker apart. H-A-T-E. Knock that motherfucker loose. Where it don't exist no damn more. You know what I mean? Hate and jealousy go together. That's why them villains are still in my fucking comic book. Mr. Hate. Jealous. Jumping henchmen. Cause when jealousy jump out, man, that motherfucker jump out like a henchman ready to take your ass out. That's how jealousy move on you. It'll come out on you when you least suspect it. It'll tear your ass up. You be sitting there like, man, what happened? Next thing you know, boom, something that happened. I mean, I'm 41 years old, and my life is continuing to be more interesting. I live every day, like I said a long time ago, simple, by inhale and an exhale. I'm going to stay living that fucking way, because I tell you what, if you don't got your air, what do you have? Uh-huh. You get it? That's the first thing you do. What do? When you wake up in the morning? Your air is contagious. Me? Especially me. Man, if I wake up, I can tell you right now, I woke up at 3 fucking a.m. in the morning. I've been up at ever since 3 fucking a.m. in the morning. I got up, and it was fucking hot as a motherfucker. And I had my window open and shit. I got up, went and took a fucking piss. And I was like, man, fuck, it's hot. And remind you, all through the night while I'm laying there, I wake up have an asthma attack and shit. Gotta hear him pop that Primatene missing me and shit like that. Can you imagine staying and sleeping somewhere where the weather, where the temperature inside of the place is like 80 fucking something, 80 fucking something, and you and that motherfucker, like, your clothes and shit, you almost sweaty and shit, and you got the window open and shit, and it's like, man, this gotta be a fucking test. I mean, you know what I mean? And it's like, I see why the Blues Brother dude was like, can't play the blues in the air-conditioned room, man. Because, like, you can't make great music when you're living in a comfortable fucking position. Like, right now, this is where my greatest music gonna come to pass. I don't give a fuck who you is. You won't ever be able to talk about the shit I talk about. Because most of you motherfuckers have bitches sucking your dick and all that shit. You know what I mean? Y'all motherfuckers, you looked at like y'all ballers. Well, guess what? I'm an economic corporate pimp. You know these bitches trying to get me on some gold dig shit. It's all good, man. It's part of the fucking game. It's part of the fucking game. See, when you a fucking pimp, an economic corporate one at that, you just charge your shit to the game. Like Snoop Dogg said, like all them niggas said, it's a part of the fucking game. But I tell you what, somebody gonna give a counter for the fucking $100 that I put out of sent to them fucking bitches pocket through Stream. Believe that. Through Stream Card. So I ain't sweating that shit. Know what I mean? But, I mean, as I said, man, when you wake up, what you do? You yawn. Before you go to bed, what you do? You yawn. So think about it. Live life simple every day by inhale or a fucking exhale, and that's all that matters. That's what the first fucking thing that matters when you wake the fuck up. You breathing. You know what I mean? That's what matters right there. You know what I mean? And that's what fucking matters. Because without your fucking air, you wouldn't wake up. Without your air, you ain't gonna get in your fucking Bentley. Without your ear, you ain't gonna get in your Lamborghini. Without your air, you ain't gonna go to your vault in your house and get your fucking money. Just imagine a motherfucker's rich. And they can't wake up because they ain't got no air. The people that's around them, they gonna go to their fucking bank account or in their fucking vault. And they gonna take that fucking money. The motherfucker that don't got air, the motherfucker ain't got no air, he dead. So think about it. Value your fucking air. That's the reason why I made a song for the director of music called Oxygen. Because without oxygen, your ass is dead. Sometimes they take people off of oxygen, take them off the breathing machine, take them off that machine, and they die. Because some of them can't breathe on their own. I'm telling you, man, motherfuckers got this shit twisted. It's not about what the fuck you have and what you got and what you want. It's about your fucking air. Without your oxygen, you ain't shit. You need oxygen to make your fucking brain fucking process. Y'all better know that shit and learn it, man. All you motherfuckers that wake up in the morning worshiping your fucking money, you better start worshiping the fucking air that you're getting out your ass, motherfucker. Word up. Well, you know what I mean? Shit, like I said, explicit content. Motherfuckers read the title. Fuck it. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, man. So, you know, it's constantly shit going on in the world. Constantly shit, you know. The COVID still got motherfuckers going bananas. I was on the fucking transit today out here in West Virginia and shit. I was riding on the transit. And it was my first time riding on this shit. You know, it was a pleasant thing. Shit, transit don't call them a fucking 50 cent if you're going anywhere around fucking Fairmont and shit. So, you know, I got on that bitch and pulled out a dollar. It was like, you know, it ain't nothing but 50 cent. You know, I was like, what? I was like, all right. He was like, well, if you got a dollar, we'll put it in here. And I put it in here. And so they went off talking. He was driving. He was talking about one of the guys that they had working for them had got all his shots for COVID and still end up catching it and shit and saying, you know, and all that. I mean, the way I look at it, man, it's like God handpicking people that he want to take off the earth. You know, and, you know, that's God hand. You can't stop that. I mean, think about it, man. I mean, you can, in your Bible, it says that the world was going to get hit with many plagues before the end of the days happen, before the time come. This is what we're seeing. Plagues. It was in Revelation, plagues. The seals that popped open and all them horsemen and all that shit. All that shit here. The rider on that horse was named Death. What's happening? Plague. COVID. Motherfuckers dying from it. That's death. That's a disease. It's a virus. Now, I mean, people need to start being thankful about the fuck you air you got, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day I understand the value of my air. You know what I mean? And regardless, you know, like, I ain't in here with no air conditioner. I mean, I ain't going to front. When the temperature changes up and shit, I'm gagging and coughing and shit. Got to pop that damn shit in me, and I went and got me a new thing to stick up my nose and shit. That bitch strong, though. I used to, you know what I mean? My wife had got me one that was white, and it was kind of light. But this black one I got, man, I stick that motherfucker up my nose. I know that white one. I'd be sniffing about, like, 5 damn times to get my nostril. But, man, that damn black one, that bitch mixed with peppermint and some other shit. I forgot what was on that damn thing. I got a box in my pocket somewhere. Man, I take one sniff on both damn nostrils. That shit so damn strong, it make my eyes water and shit. So I can't go far with that bitch, you know what I mean? But it's real good, you know. But, I mean, you know, everybody need to be thankful, man. That's why I put notions on there, man. You know what I mean? Be thankful for what you got, even though you don't drive no Cadillac. You know, and when I first came to North Myrtle Beach riding around, man, I came in that motherfucker in a Cadillac Coupe de Ville with motherfucking doves on it. $5,000 fucking rims. Each one of my rims was $5,000, man. You know what I mean? I spent 5 G's on that motherfucking car, man. The shit was hooked up. It had a system of metallic motherfucking Coupe de Ville with doves on that bitch. Riding, man. Motherfuckers called me in that motherfucking town. They were calling me fucking Kingpin up in that motherfucker riding around slinging motherfucking music. Know what I mean? I was slinging music so hard, motherfuckers think I was slinging kilos of dope, man. Every time I pull up somewhere, I'm going to my trunk like I'm about to pull out some fucking big-ass bags of dope. And it was a whole bunch of fucking music. Know what I mean? I did my rounds with my fucking music. I took my music and flipped it like it was cocaine, like it was kilos. Forget motherfucking eggs. I was flipping my music like it was fucking big-ass kilos, man. Know what I mean? That's what niggas don't understand. Keno was exposing music like he was pushing kilos. That's why I say my hot text stay moving like rocks and projects. MR takes producing that make my pot sack. That's why I said that shit. And move your feet. That's why I said that shit. Because that's how I move. My hot text stay moving like rocks and projects. MR tapes producing to make my pockets fat. And it did. That's why I don't give a fuck what kind of hustler you is. You ain't me. You ain't Mr. Kilo Kino walk around slinging albums, yo, like it was fucking big ass bags of kilos. You know what I mean? Even the cops was having letting me or escorting me to fucking strip clubs and getting me to go knock on the door to see if I could put women up on a Jello booty anthem drug. Why? They be out there waiting for me and shit. And the owner of the club was like, you know, I can get you for soliciting the cops. I was like, man, the cops are what told me, gave me permission to come in here to ask y'all if your strippers would be interested in dancing to Jello the Booty Anthem. He was like, oh, really? He was like, let me see. He went and looked out the door. He's like, oh, okay, well, we're going to see if we can talk to these ladies. And then he called his damn strippers out. Man, fuck niggas. Niggas don't know what power means, man. Know what I mean? Rest in peace to Wilton Collins Jones, man, because, you know what I mean, I think a lot of my motivation come from, you know what I mean, from him. His spirit is here with around me all the time, man, you know what I mean? Even at my fucked up ass times, man, I where I'm at now, he constantly been coming to talk to me and just telling me just, don't worry, I'm so low right now that all I can do is get higher and rise. He was like, when you done got so low, all you can do is rise, son. And look how low you've been. He was like, you ain't got no water. He was like, you've been trying the right things to get all these things taken care of inside of your apartment. He was like, just look at it. He said, look at it from this bright side. When you rise, you're going to be way at the top. He's like, because you low. There ain't no lower you can be right now. He was like, just look at where you're going to rise to. He's like, when you rise, you're gonna be just floating, that you're going to be so high. He was like, just don't pay attention to how low you is. He was like, because the lower you are, the higher you're going to rise. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that's so my father be saying, I mean, he come and visit me often now, you know what I mean? And then the crazy part, man, I was sitting here unpacking a bag, and the lady we used to stay with at the house, I mean, they packed up so much stuff, man, I didn't even know what was in here, so I unpacked bags, and I come up on a picture that I don't even think my wife remembered that she even knew what was that. It was a picture of her father with one leg, standing up with his crutch with one leg, and her brother. And I looked at that, and I almost, like, feel the other day, because I'm like, God, like, what are you trying to tell me? You know what I mean? And it's like, so I took the picture, you know what I mean? I put it in the kitchen where I'm at now, and I just stood it up over there. It's over there with a candle and shit. And, you know what I mean? No matter how much you wish and pray for, you know, sometimes for things to go back the way they were, man, like Tupac said, man, sometimes things just ain't going to change. And they will never be the same. You know, I feel that song that Ghostface Killah did. It was like, things will never be the same. I promise God, man, I've been going through shit like I'm a Wu-Tang Clan member, man. Them motherfuckers should have went on and recruited me. Because I tell you, man, I done been through so much shit, man. I mean, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know, like, maybe motherfuckers see me on Spotify and they just mad as fuck right now. And, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's like, I been through similar shit. I don't know if any of them niggas had no problems with DSS or CPS or some shit like that, because they always said Wu-Tang for the kids and shit. I mean, so, like, you know what I mean? But just, man, it's just been crazy, man, you know, and sometimes I get to wondering, you know what I mean, like, what the fuck going on, you know what I mean? What the fuck is going on? What happened with my fucking life, you know what I mean? Like, right now at the moment, if there's any fucking record companies out there, niggas out there trying to get record deals, I'm open for a fucking record deal. I'm a bachelor. I ain't got no fucking female. Like Red Man said, you know what I mean? Fuck rap. I divorced the bitch. You know what I mean? Lesson learned, you know what I mean? Because I feel that way, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? I seen the picture with him and his son graduating and shit. Yeah, man, I'm about to go back to fucking school, man. I'm going to go back to self-defense school and shit. You know what I mean? I've been talking about USCCA people and shit. You know what I mean? I had to call them. You know what? I got to call and give them my new fucking number. You know what I mean? Like, I gave them my new address and shit. Like, you know what I mean? But like I said, man, hate is something that you feel. It ain't something that you can see. You know what I mean? It's like, and the first time a motherfucker get to throw a dagger or a fucking arrow in your fucking back with hate, boy, they'll do it. They'll be like, They just throw, like, you know what I mean? You know them little Indian shits they spit out through the little stall type of wood chits, and that shit paralyze you. That's how hate is, man. You could be just standing one day having a good time, somebody go, wow, and you're like, what the fuck just hit me? And then all of a sudden, all this shit going on. You know what I mean? But I was talking to him because I mean, matter of fact, man, I was out there waiting today, man. You know what I'm saying? And my dream always been to work on an armor truck and shit, be the money man and shit. Not to change the story and shit. And so I was out there sitting waiting to go to the cricket place or whatever and shit like that. And I had to wait a little bit. And so while I was sitting out there on the bench waiting, there comes a Brinks truck. And it was the job I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it would be a great adventure, man. I feel like some fucking special agent type of shit. You know what I mean? And plus, I'd be able to use my firearm if a motherfucker ever tried to rob a bank, and I'd be able to fight and shit. You know what I mean? All that shit. So, you know what I mean? It's like, it rolled up, and you know what I mean? And it's like, so I told the lady from USCCA that, I mean, I was going to go into doing jobs with the armor truck. I wanted to get the ones where you get across seas and you make that big, gigantic money. You know what I mean? And I was talking to one of my workers. One of my workers was like, well, you know, it's not worth the pay because your life is on the line. And, like, if somebody robbed you or tried, you could get killed. I was like, well, the beauty part is that you'll be able to protect yourself because you're gonna be armed. You're gonna have yours. I mean, and believe me, I've been target practicing for a minute. But I'm thinking about start doing them courses, man. I'm going to probably start taking care of them courses whenever my money get right. You know what I mean? Because now since I'm with the USCCA, they got this course thing, and I can move up levels of the course and all that shit, and that's what I'm going to go into doing. know what I mean? Because now that my wife left me and, you know what I mean, but pretty much I got time to do what the fuck I can do for myself to better my life and shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to start doing that whenever I get myself, get everything about back together, you know, a little bit back up and up and taking care of my little situation right now. You know what I mean? But just, I mean, hate is something you feel, man. It's not something you see. You feel that shit. Like, you feel it from every intensity, man. It's like you feel that shit. And you can definitely feel it. It's like you can feel it, and then the motherfucker that hates you, you can feel how much the motherfucker that hates you. You can feel that shit. And it's like, when a motherfucker hates you, all you can do is just embrace the hate. Because like the saying goes, there ain't that much of hate in the world. If a motherfucker act like they can't stand your guts and hate you, it's always said that somebody that feel like that, if two people hate each other, opposites attract. Now, with that being said, if a woman hate a man guts, she can end up getting with him because it's just something about him she hate about him, but at the same time, it's something about him that she love about his ass, and she don't want to show that. I mean, so that was just old folks talking from back in the day. Know what I mean? But, you know, next thing's good, man. You know, I'm living, I'm alive, man. You know, life. You know, that's what's one of the tags, life, man. Life itself is good. You know, when life gets you down, crack a fucking smizzle. That's what I do. You know what I mean? I crack a fucking smile when it gets me down. You know what I mean? Peace, man. You know, shit. You know, life ain't shit without peace. You know, if you can't be peace with yourself, how the fuck you gonna be peace with anybody else, man? I mean, if you don't know how to make yourself have your own peace, you know? And glory, you know, but joy, you know what I mean? That goes with peace, you know? Don't let nobody steal your joy and shit. And, you know, God, you know, that's one of the tags, you know? God is always looking up, looking down, looking all around, sideways, up, in and out, all around, in the dark, in the light, you know, everywhere, you know what I mean? And comedy, man, you know, life, you got to have a sense of humor. Like, for instance, what would you do if you had to use comedy to save your fucking life? Like, if your life was dependent on your comedy to get you where you needed to go to, would you be bad at comedy or would you be good at it? You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just a thought for somebody to think about. You know what I mean? And, you know, money goes with the control of power, you know? And music, man, life is full of music and sounds and instruments and all kinds of imagination. TV, shit. Name one person that don't watch TV, man. You got Netflix, you got Roku, you got all these TV shits, man. Movies, more movies are coming out, more life is happening, you know. Success plans, man, you got to have a success plan. Not a backup plan, but a success plan, you know. And, but I just had to get some of that shit off my chest, man. And just, like I said, man, hate is something that you feel. You can't see that shit. It's like when somebody hates you, you ain't going to see them. I mean, you're not going to see their ass. You won't see them. But you will feel the ass. If somebody hates your ass, you're going to feel they hate. You're going to feel that shit. See, with me, I always feel people hate because for some reason, hate don't like me. I don't know if it's because what I do is believe that I can see the good in people even though they have some fucked up situations and issues. And hate just don't like the fact that I'm going to do that. Like, for instance, man, I was looking at my phone and they bringing out The Conjuring the devil made me do it. And it's on the front, it's a woman on there with a man and shit. And it's like, I went to thinking about it, I was like, damn. You know, it is true, the devil do control women fast as fuck. Kind of like he controlled Eve to eat from that forbidden fruit tree, you know what I mean? Because, you know, the devil come at a man know how to shoot it away. A woman, they get enticed. They be all into it, like, oh, this sound good. I'll try anything once. You know, and not really a conscience, man. Just a man really has a conscience. And he's like, man, I got to think this shit over because, okay, what if this shit happens? My life going to be fucked up. So the man always think about the outcome of the shit. Women, they don't, man. They just go on instinct. They go on quick-ass instinct. The devil can get them and do shit, and they're like, you know what? The devil made me do it. Like, that's how it be. The devil made me do it. But, I mean, life is pretty interesting, man. You know, promotions, man. Make sure y'all, everybody that's a fan of Terminator, and of the Predator. The Terminator versus the Predator going to be coming out in August, man. I've been promoting that shit here on the WIBSradio.com show, man. And that's going to be a motherfucking movie, man. Can you imagine the Predator versus the fucking Terminator? That shit going to be sick. No, I mean, like, I'm even going to be trying to peep that shit out, man. That's going to be some sick-ass shit. You know what I mean? You know, the Terminators, them motherfuckers already with the red eyes and the machines and shit. Sometimes I feel like a fucking Terminator because my shit be all fucked up and I be busting my flesh open and shit and it don't fucking faze me and all that shit. You know what I mean? But, yo, dude, that's going to be one ill-ass movie. Terminator versus the Predator, man. That shit gonna be sick. You know what I mean? I wish I could have been an extra in that motherfucker. Probably came back as a fucking Terminator and being that motherfucker fucking the motherfucking Predator motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? With my fucking attitude, the way I talk now, and the way I fucking act. You know what I mean? I can imagine myself talking to a fucking damn Predator. Get the fuck out. No, I mean, like, that shit would be crazy, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, life is, you know, too short to let the intensity of hate fuck you up, man, you know? That's what I learned from all this shit, man, you know? I mean, you know, and I don't feel wrong of people's opinions. Everybody got a fucking opinion, and everybody want to judge somebody and shit. I mean, but you need to respect the person for their real honesty of who they fucking really is. If you knew a motherfucker you was going to be with was a mobster when you met him from the beginning, when you leave him, he's still going to be a mobster. If you knew the motherfucker was a gangster when you met him, when you leave him, he's still going to be a fucking gangster. If you knew a motherfucker was a thief when you was with him, when you leave him, you're going to be a thief. He's going to still be a fucking thief. I mean, respect the person for who they truly fucking is. Now, I mean, that's been me. I've been a fucking mobster. There ain't no other fucking way around it. You know what I mean? Some people said I was a cold-hearted motherfucker or whatever people want to call me or whatever. But in reality, it's not about that. I'll give anybody anything. I give motherfuckers the shirt off my fucking back. I done did it before. I gave a kid I was mentoring in 2011 my Word Is Void Records official graffitied out Mr. 239 shirt with the Word Is Void Records black and white in front where I had painted and colored it green and all that shit. And the guy, he was like supposed to have been like an assistant for me to, you know, come with me in bike rally and help me push to get some of my CDs off and shit. Him and his buddy, he was all white dude, white guy. He was driving, he was young. And that night he got pulled over for drinking or something like that. And he happened to have my shirt on and shit. I mean, I didn't ever get the shirt back. I mean, I let him have it. I told him he could have it, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, dude, you know, I'm sorry. My mom, you know, when I got home, my mom, you know, I took the shirt off and she was, I was like, man, you can have it. Just call that a souvenir. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I took the shirt off my back and I let him get it because we was out there pushing my CDs and shit. I mean, so like I said, I mean, and it had my name on the back, graffiti, Mr. 239, in fucking blue, like it's always been. I stay true blue motherfucking sapphire stone, right? Don't ever get that shit twisted. I mean, but like, you know, I mean, regardless of what happened in my life, I just charge it as a notch on my belt. I charge it as a plaque on my fucking wall of shit that happened in my life to help build me to where I'm at to this day. You know what I mean? Whatever don't break you, it will build your ass. You know what I mean? And, you know, so life is a good thing, man. You don't need to waste it. You know what I mean? If you're trying to find what can make you feel better when you live in your life, man, shit, sometimes all it takes is for you to just look up or, like I said, just for you to know that you're breathing. Because without air, you ain't shit. Without air, you ain't going to move. Without any air circulating, you ain't going to be able to do anything. Ain't nothing going to function. Because first you get the air comes out of you, it goes to your medulla oblongata, which sends circulation, so the air circulates to your fucking brain to give you process to energy to get the fuck up and start moving around and be motivated. If we didn't have air, we would be fucked. You know? So, I mean, even the men that go to space, man, they got to have some kind of special air when they up in that motherfucker with the space suit on. You can hear their ass breathing and shit with the suit on. I mean, come on, man. Stop letting shit suffocate you. Life suffocations can smother your ass and suffocate you if you don't watch what you're doing. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm going to tell you something. I don't really hardly have shit in my crib right now to eat. When I went grocery shopping, I had to aim to get shit that was going to be of some, you know, good service to me that was going to help me. I couldn't get shit to cook. Couldn't get no frozen shit. So what I choose? I choose Nutri-Grain bars, banana, and I got me some VA Spark for the energy and shit. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I still got a little bit of canned goods in here and shit, you know, with the little Venus sausages and shit. I mean, before I went to the grocery store, man, I opened up a can of Beanie Weenies and ate them shits like I was on... Like you know what I mean? Like astronauts was eating them canned shits when they up in space and shit. And I called it a night. I was like, man, fuck it, you know? I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. And sometimes while you're doing what you do, while you doing what you're doing, God is showing you something. And what that happened to be what he showed you, he's showing you survival. He's showing you that I know right now, this is by far the heaviest test I ever dealt with. The situation of me not having power. When I stayed in North Myrtle Beach, I mean, I had Cincy Cooper power under my fucking name. I was paying my light bill. Get the fuck out of here in West Virginia. These motherfuckers sat like I'm 007. They like, we don't believe, we got to make sure you is who you say you is. I'm like, what the fuck? When I first heard that, I was like, hold on. So it started sounding like a rap. When they were like, we got to make sure you is who you say you is. I was like, oh, so you don't believe I am who I say I am. And I was like, man, this don't make no sense. I am who I say I am. Why you don't believe that? You know what I mean? Just don't lose your sense of humor. That goes with comedy, man. In order for you to survive with comedy, you got to have a fucking sense of humor. You got to. No matter how motherfuckers be like, well, we need proof that you who you say you are. What the fuck? So who the fuck else am I supposed to be? Hell, I might as well just tell you my name fucking John Doe. First name John, last name fucking Doe. Not like no motherfucking Doe on a fucking damn making pizza. Doe, like a motherfucker dead. A John Doe motherfucker. Mother's like, yeah, he's a John Doe. That's what they trying to make it sound like. Or no, or better yet. I guess they thought I faked my fucking death. I was looking at Adam Sandler movie on Netflix before I moved up here downtown. I was looking at a movie called A Do-Over with him and David Spade. David Spade, his wife or whatever. It was fucking crazy. His wife got back with her fucking ex, and they were taking care of their kids, and his life was fucked up, and Adam Sandler was this fucking agent, which he said he was, but he was working for the morgue and shit, really, but he had an FBI badge and shit. And so one night they went out on a cruise and shit. Adam Sandler blew the fucking boat up, made it look like they fucking damn killed themselves. He got a few steps out the fucking morgue. So David Spade wakes up. He's in the bed. Adam Sandler got that nigga like tied up and shit. And it's like, you know, and David was like, why the fuck? He was like, why you got me tied up, man? He was like, you know, I just wanted to make sure you wouldn't freak out when I tell you what happened. He's like, what happened? He was like, we got a new identity, brother. He was like, that old shit gone. He was like, we don't need it no more. We got a new identity. He was like, here's a passport. Here's your name, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, damn. I wonder what would happen if my shit was like that. If I fucking fake my death, like, what the fuck would motherfuckers do? I mean, I know they said Tupac did Machiavelli, and it was a port to fake this death. I mean, sometimes you feel like you have to fake yourself to get away from all the bullshit. I see the meaning why Machiavelli was a poet that faked his fucking death. Because sometimes you could be so fucking famous, you could be so fucking in the spotlight, into whatever the fuck it is you're doing. And people try to make your fucking life a living hell. They try their best to make your life a living hell, man. And it's like you're trying to pick up the fucking pieces to find out what the fuck happened. No matter how hard you look, you can't find out what the fuck happened. So, I mean, I kind of feel, like I said, I kind of feel in that kind of way right now. It's like, so y'all trying to mark me as a John Doe. Y'all trying to make it look like I'm telling y'all a lie. Like, hell, I want to get down and dirty. Hell, how about I just take my damn birth certificate? Man, I do that shit. They're like, nah, that don't make sense. This, that, and third, and all that shit. You know, it's like they want my social with my ID and shit. And need me to get some shit notary just for me to have fucking light. Get power and shit. I wonder what it's like that in the biblical days, man. In the days of Jesus Christ and God. And, you know, all the holiness and all the evilness that was going on, like, did a person have a problem with their name and with their identity and when it came to them eating and all this they had to take care of, you know what I mean? I mean, but when you're going through what you're going through, man, sometimes you got to pull it together and look at it for the better. You know what I mean? Some people are like, yeah, you look at it for the better, but it's worse. Oh, fuck that. Once you already at the worst and you done hit where you need to be at and hit where you at, there ain't no other way but up. And up will happen real fast for you. So, you know, as usual, make sure y'all still go check out Keno White on YouTube. Make sure y'all check out the movies that were shot. Still go to Spotify, Mr. 239, Blast 37, 239 Million Fists, Stay Alert, Bloody Trail Business. Make sure y'all check out Move Your Feet because I'm going to want to rock hit, so move your feet for real. I ain't going to ever get too old to be singing that fucking song. It's like my favorite fucking record stuck in my head. You know what I mean? I can go from verse to verse. You know what I mean? Hook to hook. You know what I'm saying? Remember me chosen that idea. You enter a strong mind and master me no styles. In fact, resemblance energies controls crowd. Like Jesus speaks bold, proud. Listen to scream, go wild. Oscar, K-Love voices, oh, by disability. Closed out from pictures, ugly, no smile. A snip of breeze, nose cloud. Thinking to come here, kick your technique, old style. Don't slip up, buddy. Metaphors make toes pound. Flung guards, fucks. That's what it's supposed to have been. But I commercialized it. I said, slung guards, lux, easy to destroy, blowed out. Going by thoughts from MC Silver, closed mouth. Wild parts split, crushed leaks, galore, foe smell. All the hits plus cherry rods, host found. Mr. Rod Dicker, more wrote about. Ass stick up, pull soap out. Because, like, when niggas be riding dicks and shit, you know what I mean? Ass stuck up, pull the fucking soap out. Clean your fucking ass crack out, motherfucker. If motherfuckers want to get my fucking lyrics twisted, that's what the fuck it means. I know a lot of motherfuckers weren't understanding my metaphors because them shits was running. Them bars was coming out my motherfucking mouth. I wrote that shit. I wrote that shit in hard times, you know what I mean? But I'm going to go in and throw some music on this bitch, man. And I choose to play the song called Hater. And following that, I'll play the one song called Truth Prove. Well, Proof Prove. And after Proof Prove, I will play Oxygen. So, I'm going to turn it over to Merc. You're now in tune into WIBSRadio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Boom! Bam! Wham! Boom! Bam! Wham! Wham! Boom! Bam, wham, boom, 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 bam, wham. Wham. Boom, bam, wham. Boom, bam, wham. Boom, bam, wham, 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 wham. Boom, bam, wham, boom, bam, wham, boom, bam, wham, dude.
How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat.
Yeah. You know, that ain't my hideout.
Always stay making a move. A lot of dudes back in the past used to say I stayed on the move.
Jack Cole on the move. I hate it. Sometimes it kind of throw your mind off a little bit when you somewhere and for some reason you see another car with a different kind of tag on it, and they have a whole bunch of animosity when they see you in the street. Like, what's going on, man? This is 239. This is going out doing this name with a no name type of thing that I've been doing. Like I said, I hate it. I mess with a fly hater. Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. 239, man, I always be walking around like I'm some kind of secret agent. Man, yo, I don't even want to be seen or noticed. Forget showing an image. A lot of people lost it, trying to figure out what was happening. What is the reason? Where his layer at? Where he hanging at? Man, I just don't get it. I just don't see him anymore. They just be looking, man. Sometimes they be lost, you know. Told them, man, I be hanging out in the ghost town. You know what I mean? Hey, man, I got something.
Hey, man, you ever had
a situation,
man,
where somebody wanted you to proof something that you could prove, man?
Yeah.
Like, you accomplished something?
Yeah,
man, I had one of those.
You know what I mean? They don't believe it, man, until, like... It's
yeah,
in front of
man.
Them.
People always want proof. Well, I'ma prove it. Look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smile in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof. Proof, proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smell in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof. I look in the eyes of hate, smell in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof.
What kind of proof,
man? What proof, proof? That I rise above and look in the eyes of hate. Man, let's see, let's take this back to them times when I go in and claw this off my plate. About how I made $3 million hit in 2014. And people try to act like they wanna ignore. Man, ain't no way to ignore me, man, because I'm getting woke up back and forth. I'm talking about from the dude from the Sugar Hill Gang. All I can keep hearing him say is, don't stop, before he died and went down into the grave and went to heaven. I look and keep making my moves. While a lot of dudes thought that they could stop me from smiling, man, I paid my dues. And plus I rise in the eyes of jealousy. You don't believe me, proof, proof. Look in the eyes of hate, smell in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof. Proof, proof. And I look in the eyes of hate, smell in the eyes of doubt, rise in the eyes of jealousy. Proof, 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 proof. That I keep on moving. I'm talking about, man, what? Y'all thought I was gonna stop? Just because I walked around the red carpet, just because I used to be in a group, and we talking about times that I didn't even have too much to do or didn't have too many people around me. A lot of people knew when it was time for Mr. 239. A lot of people could not ground me, wanna bring beef at me, wanna come at me, try to stop me when I came with that street. Man, I've been that hip-hop, I'm talking about that real hip-hop a long time ago. A lot of people identified me, though, as new hip-hop, yo. I was in the new hip-hop era. I'm the one that invented so many things that a lot of people try to compare them. And better yet, well, how would you feel if you're on your own team, buddy? Look in the eyes of hate, smell in the eyes of jealousy, and rise in the eyes of doubt.
I'm feeling right now, I want
going the inch and the meters and the measurement to satisfy her. But I'm just gonna end up getting left by her. That's the reason why I keep my mind focused on my verse and my career. Everything that's been going good for me and great from here. And all the things that people thought that they could stop me, man, forget it. My career always kept me on the red carpet. It didn't argue with me. It didn't start violence with me. It didn't even turn its back on me. It just kept me going and kept me growing. And I was motivated from everything I did.
You ever write your song? I said
no.
That's right.
What's up? That's right, pressure. Yeah. So, I done stay motivated. I done rise from the bottom and made it to the top. I'm so far up in the sky that I sometimes feel like I'm floating. Going, zoning, to a different way where people didn't understand that I was gonna maintain to be made and always be great. Showing my greatness, been doing things and keep coming with great creation. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I was making, I got so much created that there's no way that I'm gonna stop it. I'm going.
You'll see if I ever write you a song. I said
no.
I only sing about what I'm feeling right now, right now.
I won't
be
different.
I ain't dealing with the pressure, man.
Like, oh, is that Isaac? It's my progress. Yo, check it. Yo, it's like this. I've been known to fly through the sky just like a moving inside of a beat. Call me lyrical, out of body and spirit flow. Make them all feel like, yo, I'm getting in your dome. Scientific flow, make them feel like, yeah, you trying to put their sense together. Just like putting the puzzle together. These dudes in the game, in the rap game, remind me of a freestyle with no tight lyrics. My progress got them all falling back now to go to sleep night and night. Y'all done heard it.
Use a whole bunch of ammunition when I was at a young age of a kid. I'm talking about 11 years old. We talking about learn how to shoot a rifle. Why most dudes act like if a microphone can be used just like a rifle. Well, consider me experienced, yo. Experience with flow. Type of dude to come out and hit you with the bullseye with my eyes closed. Man, it's just like when I used to play pool in the dark, hitting the ball, eight ball, corner pocket, yo. That's what I've been known how to do for long ago. Why most people didn't understand, yo, what I done did, man. I done did stories that ain't ever been told. That's why most of these rappers in the game and the shows that ever been froze. When they hear the 239 represent coming up for everybody out there thinking they can stop me, yo, y'all know what to do.
Say alert, he don't come in. Say alert, he don't come in. Say alert, he don't come in. Oh, shoot your gun quick. Say alert, he don't come in. Say alert, he don't come in. Say alert, he don't come in. Oh, shoot your gun quick.
Yeah, everybody thought that just because I took a minute back and they didn't see me flip like a camera or like play on the camera when it go click.
Man,
you make your films and make your movies. I guess I done went to the background and I play the background and I play the director. I told these people back long time ago why they still didn't think I was gonna bring much to measure up. Hit you up, split you up. While most of these dudes get ripped up. Thought they need to stop everything that the Mr. 239 bringing up like this a big new big box office for ya. Yeah, most of the dudes from back in the old days knew about something that came out from an old way. 1979 flow, that's what I've been doing. Now everybody feeling my phase as I go through inside of your brain. Just like the electrical molecules and I penetrate all these medulla oblongata. Most of these dudes thought that they could stop me. Yo, they getting splattered. Yo, 239 coming and making them feel like I done brought out too much that they can't solve and solve the stumper that I'm flying up. Yo, it's a mass of an atom just going off, exploding, blowing people and letting them know when it's time for the 239 to come through and hit. Most of these dudes be like, man, I ain't do nothing but leave my symbol in it. So
say alert, he no coming. Say alert, he no coming. Say alert, he no coming. Oh, Kino coming.
Hey man, let me hold that comic book, man. Hey, you better give me back that. Hey man, that's the same check. The same check. The same check. The same name on the check. Same name on the check. Look at the check, man. They got the same name in it. The same name on the third check. Same name on the check, man. What is you talking about, man? That's a good comic.
Do with that tape, man. I'm about to put it in. This is one of Kino's tapes, man. What you mean? You talking about 239? Man, whatever. They still the same. He's still the same person.
That's why I'm stuck in my ways. 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 Hey, while most of these dudes in the game thinking they getting ready to get rid of hip-hop, well, I'm getting ready to get back on the top and let them know that Mr. 239 don't ever stop. Ever since back long ago in the 90s, I was Kino White on track, been known to blink quick on an MC or a rapper, whoever you claim to be. You dudes better pay attention, stay out of the way. Mr. 239 getting ready to come through and lock and make y'all go, make haste, y'all disappear away. Yeah, when it was time for me to represent, I cleared up the state, cleared up the stages. Why you do not hit on this? You can stop me, man. I'm getting ready to put all these raises inside of the instrument. I am a M-O-B-S-T-E. power, cause I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck. Ever since that long ago, man, I had to find a way to get away from the nonsense, and to this day, things still ain't ceased. Like me, had to get a gun charge, just because some dudes try to come at me sideways back in your bar. You better stand out of the way, cause y'all ain't nothing but bars. When it was time for me to represent, man, I ain't nothing but PTSD inside of the instrument, and leaving your head piece scarred. While most of you dudes out there thought they all could stop me, people still pumping tapes for me from the 90s. I'm talking about tapes that I did when I was in my room. I used to do this for a hobby. While most people be trying to figure out why I am, I still own my J-O-B, or better yet, I'm on my engraving. What y'all thinking? When I represent, I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck in my ways. Check it. Now it's getting ready for me to take y'all far beyond the past, the future, all the way out to a new place where you dudes won't be able to reach much. Yo, check it. It's the reason that Kino and Mr. 239 team up and get up in the studio to get rid of all the weak problems. Get away from the nonsense and things that keep on trying to bother him. Yeah, Mr. 239 been coming in live and I done splattered him. Forget about him. When it was time for me to represent 32nd degree mercenarium, why you dudes act like y'all can stop me, man? You better get out the way. Most of these dudes in the game, from what I say, new school, calling yourself hip hop. Stop, get the fuck out the place before Mr. 239 comes to take. Like I said, I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck in my ways.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing.
racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic, one try, one breath, I'm one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand and wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. World gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Complete with thick scars, brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop will get killed, body found in the dumpster. For real, a hustler, purchased my range. Niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true. She came to me when a man caught a sentence. Diamonds are blinded, I never make the same.
Check it. Yo, I travel the land with the SP in my hand. Rock from New York, London, and Japan. It's time to take command, expand the higher land.
What?
PH the next man, not in the plan. I'm dead serious, like Doc. In response, I hit niggas in the head. PR the thoroughbred, come through. Intellectual, I rap lyrical. Always on the humble,
what?
And sometimes I'm spiritual. Hands down, accept any man's challenge. I strive and keep the competition off balance. The fruits of my talent is this. London and Japan. It's time to take command, expand the higher land.
What?
PH the next man, not in the plan. I'm dead serious, like Doc. In response, I hit niggas in the head. PR the thoroughbred, come through. Intellectual, I rap lyrical. Always on the humble,
what?
And sometimes I'm spiritual. Hands down, accept any man's challenge. I strive and keep the competition off balance. The fruits of my talent is...
you would have fucking punched me. You already had a little black, motherfucking, what's his name? Infrared dot. Going to motherfucking jump me and shit? Because I don't like to call the police, dude.
Yo, man, hold on, man. What the fuck? This is, yo, infrared me. What the fuck, man? Man, look, hold on a second. All right, check it. I guess I think, okay, wait a minute. For you, Mr. Counselor and your therapist, listen here.
Hold on, buddy. All right, hold on.
This is it, basically. Me, I'm PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to let you know a little bit of knowledge about Keena. The reason I go by Mr. 239, basically, I am a black Cherokee Indian, and I hold it down through any ceremony situation. Me and my nigga Infrared Bean be rocking the mics, always time, locations, whatever.
You know
and
where the fuck we be at.
Y'all know we everywhere, you know what I mean? But basically, I stand on point, 239 chambers. That's basically it, and I'm like a rifle because all my life inside my body, I just exploded every damn time.
Fuck it,
so,
man. That's just get it, man. Yeah. Fuck explaining them motherfuckers, man. Fuck them.
Like rocks and projects, MR tapes producing to make my pop stack. Style turn MCs not threat. After they find out there's no way to stop click. No matter how much you drop, big Duke, stop it. MR truth rock tracks. If you live it, shout who's the best. Amateurs in fact, use spit out, shoot pop text. Why rap lyrics move faster than rockets. Take a lot of projects out of apartments and projects. That means you can't stop cats. Every time I drop tracks, I make locks mad like they with dime chick. And I walk past, pop the ass, grab the dick, stop that. Got a digit, told her I would be ready to get down to business. Got that, my name chop next, like one chop of an axe. You sure you wanna rock next? Why yes, I doubt that rhymes I bring leave knots on head. Irritating enough, y'all won't rest. All real boots start blowing black. I know it sounds wild like rooster call crowing loud in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear y'all doubt, I'm not recognizing who the fuck are you. Now, I dare you to enter a strong mind, a master me, no style. In fact, resemblance, energy's control crap. Like Jesus speaks, bull crap. Listen to scream, go wow. Oscar K. La Voice, just for why this is envy closed out. From pictures, ugly, no style. It's never breathe, no clap. Thinking to come, here, kick your technique, oh style. Don't flip up, buddy, metaphors make souls pound. Slung garbage, lust, easily destroyed, blown out. Gone by thoughts, lyrics enough, empty sword with closed mouth. Wild parts, split, crush, leak, galore, false mouth. All like hits, but Jerry Ross, host found. The ride up, yucky, more road about. Ass stick up, yucky, full stove out. Cause I bring pro sound. Okay, all MCs sing slow now. Oh, now. Swallowing my lyrics cause you to choke out. Like hot put jalapeno in your mouth. No doubt, there's no reason for me to say who names he spoke out. Left me alone, they clown about my true style for a long time. Now talk goes out on how I'm so proud. On stages, I'm known to show off. Sure, all of this y'all know. This two-hand rep I'm gonna wanna rock, this'll move your feet. 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 I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet.
faceless time ever since I was young. Many made kings, you chose to throw this far. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose for this art. Many made kings, you chose to throw the spark. Many made kings, you chose to throw this spark. I've been way ahead of time. Don't let me feel the meantime. Then I pack the fragrance, purified water, strong ammonia solution. Short grease barrels, Kino. Through day and night I glow. I glow time control as time unfolds. Most fake individuals get blindfolded by the lies under the glow. I shine and glow like cosmic rays do, falling from the sky like torpedoes, snatching weak people out the game like I'm a portal. Supreme General Kino, I'm known to blow the scene, leave my PTSD symbol in the middle of the glow. Now y'all can hear me, yo. Pow, boom, M-239 automatic flow, 20 millimeter blast to show. Pow, boom. Word up. Like I said, many may come, you was chosen for this art. Many may came, you was chosen to throw the spark. Many may came, you chose for this art. Many may came, you chose to throw the spark. Many may came, you chose for this art. Many may came, you chose to throw the spark. Many may came, you chose for this art. Many may came, you chose to throw the spark. Many may came, you chose for this art. Many may came, you chose to throw the spark. Many may came, you chose for this art. Many may came, you chose to throw the spark. Word up. Big up the Wu-Tang Clan, man. Keep the Jeffrey calling, the whole universal. Y'all know what it is. Big up to the rhythm, the whole Wu-Tang.
Sick of this shit. Very, very fucking sick of this shit.
Yes.
All this bullshit music I hear.
Yes.
And the energy is fucking bullshit.
Oh,
you know? These fucking energy fucking things. They're going crazy shit. It's time for me to just go up in and let them know that I'm masterminding Kino White.
Okay.
And I'm not playing no fucking games.
Right.
You know? I don't need a fucking group to go in and rob the fucking industry.
Back.
You know? These fuckers is getting on my fucking nerves. You know? And I'm fucking tired of it. You know?
Word
up. And this is it right here. And this is how the plan works.
Come on.
I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Next thing you know, my barrel is steaming. Talking about, yo, man, yo, we got to have a conversation. I'm like, what the fuck you mean we got to have a conversation? My barrel or my rifle said, nigga, these motherfuckers out here are taking up air and opportunity and space. I'm like, what the fuck you mean air and opportunity and space? They said they doing stupid shit, trying to stop you from getting inside of the exit or the enter. I'm like, wait a minute, how can they stop me? My barrel like, man, fuck that. Enough of the conversation, let's cut it short quickly. Okay, so I rushed up in. Next thing you know, I go up inside of the dope. I see this damn big ass fine hoe with diamonds in her eyes and her body made of emerald. Next thing she saying, she wanna throw it at me, talking about, yeah, I wanna put you in my wing, put you behind me, do things with me, and I wanna give you all your money. All you got to do is sign it over to me. I'm like, sign shit over to you, what you mean? She said, that thing that's in your chest. I said, nah, shorty, you got the wrong one you fucking with. So my barrel, I squeeze it and pop shots, cause I'm a masterminded type of nigga. I squeeze it and pop shot, cause I'm a masterminded nigga. Masterminded nigga. I squeeze it and pop shot, cause I'm a masterminded nigga. Masterminded nigga.
I don't care about these niggas in this industry, because to me, I don't give a fuck how faster they come. The slower, they'll go away and they'll absorb. They absorb when they see me come through. Next thing you know, they looking at me because I make moves. Just like I'm in the ocean, in the sea, in a ship. These cats looking like, oh, yo, we gonna find out where he exists. And then I'm still dealing with this crazy industry bitch. She coming at me talking about, yo, I want you to be with me, but I still want that inside of your chest. I said, I just told you again. My brother already told me that I couldn't get that shit to you. It was a sin. She said, but damn, I'll give you anything you want. Diamonds and jewelry, money, anything. I'm like, nah, silly. I better off to stay with myself and believe in myself. I ain't worried about trying to get that wealth between your legs. And she said, damn, why you acting like that? I said, ma, you know, it's the reason why I act the way I do. I thought I told you in the beginning of the sequel. She said, no, but, you know, I've been dealing with you for a long time. And I be remember back in 1999, you was about to kill yourself. I was like, nah, shit, hip-hop kept me up on my feet, and I revealed myself. So I told these niggas what the fuck I am. Yo, I'm a mobster-minded. Master-minded nigga, got to pull the trigger. Mobster-minded, master-minded nigga, got to pull the trigger. Yeah, my name is Keena, and the alias, Mr. 239, that's on the rifle. I'm a mobster-minded nigga, I got to pull the trigger. I don't care about these niggas out here getting the gold and dude from this industry, bitch, cause I keep my ass hanging like a noose. So the next thing you know, to the last of the climax, the chick coming at me all kinds of ways, talking about, yo, I told you, I want what's inside of your chest. I said, so you ain't getting what's in my chest. She said, damn, if you give that to me, I give you everything in the world. I said, well, what's the use of me gaining the whole world and losing my soul? Like I told y'all niggas before, I'm a mobster-minded nigga.
Yeah, man.
Go to the assembly line and get Agent 239, because
marvelous,
the industry has been sent for, and he's gonna be the target to eliminate him and take him out.
Be unstoppable force.
Do you understand that? Yes, yes, sir. I understand that.
Yeah.
But sir, what is he supposed to do? Don't question me. Just do as I say.
What a marvelous piece of work.
Time to take him out on a monster strike. Hey, yo, big ups to the pride of the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
One love. That nigga with the heat that I bury you. Real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my monster strike.
Real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my monster strike.
Eric Knight, real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my monster strike.
Eric Knight, real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my monster strike. Yeah, Mr. 239 coming in, and I'm the gun that's aimed at the gun, boy, you better duck. Cause when it's time for me to represent, yo, yo, out of luck. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 came through. Busting up slugs, busting up from out of my gut. Making everybody feel like, yeah, they done fell down. Y'all know what time it is when I bring the real sound. Midtown, Midtown. All you dudes out there ain't get kidding now. Don't get ready, spit it out. I am the new person that's coming to destroy all my targets. Y'all getting ready to be eliminated now. So you better move out the way, stand back. I'm with my mouth to strut. 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 With my mouth to strike, yeah. I'ma make sure that I come in and I take them out. Man, check it, I'm so powerful and strong. I don't need to run with no mafia. I'm a mobster on my own. So all you dudes out there better understand, you gon' respect me as if I got a comb pointed at your dome. While I be representing and let you know that everything can make you feel like you're bone. So whack crews like an MLO. Everybody thought they could stop everything that Mr. 239 spoke. Getting ready to eliminate all my targets.
I'm talking about retaliation on niggas that try to start shit. Thought that they could stop everything I'm doing. Now they getting blackmailed. Yeah, with a mob to start. Yeah, with a mob to start. With a mob to start. With a mob to start. Yeah, as I continue to struggle, leaving all you dudes stuck. And all y'all out there better understand, yo, I be packing it up. Packing up shots to make them get backed up and bust. React up and such. Y'all niggas getting bust like sons. When it's time for me to represent, you ain't nothing but a dog. Yo, Mr. 239 be busting up a whole bunch of slugs from my mom. Making all y'all feel like you're getting drunk. Make them feel like it's a closed casket with a song. Making everybody feel like when I come through, I done blast so many shots, they gone and gone. When Mr. 239 be coming through, y'all know I be representing with flows. With a mob to strut. 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 With a mob to start. With a mob to start. With a mob to start. With a mob to start.
In my blood, be. man. You ever left your tears in the depths of sorrow? Yeah, man, I left my tears in the depths of sorrow before I sure did. I didn't want to cry them no more, so I put them all in a glass and I pulled them and emptied them out to the ocean. And it reached down the mountains. Out of my eyes, burn down from the skies. It creates rain to burn the whole world and stain everybody's brain. Why a lot of people didn't think Mr. 239 will be able to maintain to come through and make all y'all feel like you can blow it out your brain. That's the pitch of the flow. Why a lot of people be thinking they can stop everything that I've been pitching and putting in the bowl. I'ma take this cup of sorrow and pour it down into the ocean. May the ocean start rising up to the top. That's the formula of tsunami, making everybody start panicking and running to your cellar. Get away from it. Into the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. Rest in peace to Wilson, Carlin Jones. Yeah, he left a slow 30-second mercenary behind. It's rolling and running through my veins. So y'all better understand that I know how to maintain. Scottish blood balling, always raising through my veins. That's the reason why I took this cup and I done poured it out down a mountain. Now that mountain's just starting to freeze quick. The precipitation got everything going crazy. What's the forecasting? Yeah, call it catastrophic type of material. Mr. 239 starting to spit at you. Why a lot of people didn't understand what was going on. That's why all these people are panicking much. From the inner depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. Yeah, as the catastrophic thing starts to happen, a lot of people panicking. Now they try to figure out what was happening. Why the ocean is starting to rise quick. Why the mountains are starting to have a whole bunch of storms and floods are flooding around them quick. Cause the 239 have poured out a whole bunch of the tears and increasing the earth. It's making everything around the crest go down and everybody starts feeling everything that I spit. I confess, I spit from my tongue. I've been legendary with this. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. Yeah, nowadays I just, when things start bothering my mind, I just take it all off and water it up and throw it somewhere and let it go up in the sky. Turn the hill, fall down on the ground. Size of big gigantic baseballs now, making everybody start falling around. Cars, everything getting crashed around. In the depths of sorrow, that's where I leave my tears at. Yeah, man, you know what? That was a good movie right there.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. In the depths of sorrow, yeah, Bridget.
Leave your tears in.
Man, you don't know what that is.
You know what? You better shut up.
You know what, you sucker? You better get away from me.
Yeah.
Every time when I'm watching a movie, and I know that new Terminator versus Predator coming out too, and I'm going to show you what I do to you if you keep coming at me. So
you ain't going to do nothing to me. I shot you, Joker.
Now, call that a movie.
Oh, that was a good one.
out.
Get money, 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 get money
living. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black, black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass, looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, taking lead brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like holes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them catch the bullets in the shell, gun smoke looking like a ball, nigga. We ain't gon' stop, till they body look mushy like lasagna, call me your honor, you just got convicted, death was the penalty, fresh to pieces, every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces, throw so legendary, guess what, put the paper down, yeah I'm so deadly, cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny, I gotta show my motherfucking image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Congregation, hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation, never gonna stop amid speculation, they've got you about facing, caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements, I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings, and all y'all shit is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin, if my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms, y'all shit be lame in every language.
Get money, 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 get money.
with you.